Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Angels. I moved the time up for the mastermind group to from 8:30 to 9 because I was driving this morning and blah, blah, blah. And I'm not sure if anybody will show up because I've not got a chance to really promote it like I usually do in the morning. And, you know, people are still probably thinking, what happened? It's at 8:30. So enough of that. I just want to give you some things that I'm experiencing in my own growth, and I know a lot of people are. It's been a challenging time for the past 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, actually, because we've been in Mercury retrograde. People don't understand the significance of that. So let me share with you. Don't start new projects with that when retrograde happens. I was actually going to launch a radio show, and then I kept getting don't do it. And then Whitney, so sweet and gentle that she is, text me, I need to get this done before retrograde. I go, okay, that's a sign. But what retrograde is good for is really thinking, assimilating new thoughts, new ideas, like, you know, and really looking at to see what's working and what's not working. Okay, so how cool is that? And I think you need that time. And personally, I mean, what do you guys feel? And it is also a time to think about every area of your life, from love life to life choices that you're making, to health, to wellness, also to new businesses, existing businesses, your career, and what are you really choosing? What do you choose to create? And that's something that I know that retrograde has done for all of us, right? And well, I didn't know it was retrograde, and I started a new project. No big deal, because the I'm saying it like this because the most important is your intention, and that's what this group is about, getting your intention out there with the whole group. So when you guys hear this show, if you're listening now or listening later, please just say, because we all of us, and I and myself included in this, I am putting the love and light for your intention and my own intention, and if you could do the same for me and all the rest of us. So that's an amazing experience when you have all those folks putting their thoughts and good energy out there for your intention and their own included. There's a book out there called Power Versus Force. It's wonderful. I gave it to my dad, actually. It's very traditional, but he's also very open. And it talks about when we come from a really cool place, a high place, that's when things really happen. And so lower emotions like greed, sorrow, poverty, stricken, you know, those kind of things will attract more of the same, and we know that. But when we put a different spin on it and we think about love and joy and all those things, then that's when we have, that's when we see miracles, right? And you go, well, Trey, I'd like to have a miracle, right? And you do one. You have a lot of miracles up in, I always say, in an escrow, and all you have to say is, God, I need a miracle, or give me, God, give me a miracle, or whoever you pray to, the angels, I need a miracle, Jesus, I need a miracle, Buddha, it doesn't really matter, your higher power is your higher power, a higher part of myself, I'd like to have a miracle. I always use God, because and Whitney said it the best, she says, God, I don't believe in God, I know God, and then I went through some real challenges where God's always been there, I went through some real joys where God is always there, and So I know God, he's my friend, she's my friend, that energy is my friend, and it's always there. And that's something that I appreciate. Also, and this is in the Course of Miracles too, Holy Spirit, and it's in the Bible too as well. You know, some of you guys who, you know, really, really practice the Bible. You heard Mercedes the other day talking about Psalms 91, and then she went to the 13th dimension. So was it Psalms 91 or her pure heart? I think it was a pure heart. That's what I think. So whatever you do, I like the Course in Miracles. I read that, and I do personal development every morning. And so whatever you do will work, okay? But what you're doing is learning to come from a pure heart, a great heart, okay? And so what does that mean? Well, here's what it means. It means that you can, when you come from a pure heart, your intentions are clear and clean, and you don't doubt yourself. And that's what happened to her. And so how do we stay like that all the time? I think meditation is key. You know, I'm doing something Wayne Dyer manifesting for meditations for manifesting morning and evening. And it's working some great miracles in my own life. I said I was going to do it for 30 days. I'm going to do it for another 30 days. It's creating your heart's desire. What do you desire? You know, do you want a great woman, a great man? Do you want a great career? Do you want a great business? Do you want more cash? Do you want better health? Do you want a stronger physical, spiritual, and emotional body? You can do it. I think meditation is key, you know. And what else is key? Well, feeling good about who you are, believing in yourself, knowing you are all that you need to be. And are you, you know, that kind of thing. So that's something too, you know, as well. And let me see if I'm going to bet you we don't have anybody on here this morning. But maybe. So that's what I see too as well. And you guys, I'm not sure anybody's here, and I'm okay with that. So what else do you need to really create a great life? You know, or to have your intentions happen, just believing, as I said, in yourself and knowing that you're on the right path, asking for help and asking for miracles. You know, I told someone yesterday, I said, just say, hey, Holy Spirit, help me be a part of every decision I make today. And I thought that was crazy, but it's really not. And because when I do that, or well, we all do that, but I, as I said, I've been doing a lot of making sure I'm consistent with personal development and reading the Course in Miracles for me. And that's something that I do anyway. Okay. So what does that look like for all of us? You guys have a great day, all right? And just keep your thoughts and your intentions clean and pure. And I promise you, you're going to have a great outcome, all right? We shouldn't be attached to the outcome, but I think sometimes we are. And that's okay, too. You know what I mean? And, you know, until we find a better way. So just remember who you are, what you bring to the table, and don't settle for anything less, all right? And keep your intentions clean. Use meditation, meditation, personal development. I'm doing one, what is my personal development? Well, the Course in Miracles. And also, I'm also doing a book on Enchanted Love by Marian Williamson, which it's just amazing. So anyway, you guys take care. Have a great now. And I'm going to do a meditation later on today about attracting your love, your great love. So I hope you guys, if you want to listen in, that would be wonderful. I think I'm going to do it at 3 p.m. East Coast time. So anyway, take care and have a great now.